From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes celebrate as they raise a Kurdish flag atop a government building in the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar. This as they continue a large-scale offensive to take the strategic city from Islamic State militants. The new offensive began Thursday along a critical supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul and the group's self-proclaimed capital in Raqqa, Syria. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
If this is indeed severed, then it does mean potentially a significant impact on ISIL's operations in that part of Iraq. We have to wait to see exactly how this plays out. This could take some time. We don't have a timeline for it. But we do believe that this would have an impact on ISIL, specifically in northern Iraq, and the ability to resupply their forces, the ability to provide new foreign fighters into the fight.
So far, however, Islamic State is showing no signs of an outright surrender in Sinjar. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion fell on the Islamic State extremist group. President Barack Obama has lifted U.S. sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including transferring security responsibilities from a UN mission to Liberian forces next year and a presidential election in 2017. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Lebanon is observing a national day of mourning on Friday for the 43 people killed in twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb. The health ministry says 239 others were wounded in Thursday's blasts. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy, the NLD, has captured an absolute majority of the parliamentary seats, giving it a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. This according to official returns released Friday by the Union Election Commission. That will allow the NLD to overcome the military's veto in the legislature, which selects the president in February. NLD leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. However, she has said earlier that if her party is victorious, she will be the one telling the newly selected president what to do. The U.S. military says it's carried out an airstrike targeting Mohammed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, the notorious British Islamic State militant who's appeared in several videos depicting the gruesome murder of Western hostages. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Emwazi is a barbaric murderer. He was shown in those sickening videos of the beheading of British aid workers. He posed an ongoing and serious threat to innocent civilians, not only in Syria, but around the world, and in the United Kingdom too. He was ISIL's lead executioner, and let us never forget that he killed many, many Muslims too.
While officials say it's not immediately clear whether he was killed, senior U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity described the strike as a clean hit on the vehicle in which he was riding, adding that it is very likely he was killed. U.S. defense officials say two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week and got a verbal warning from the Chinese while in flight. The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has competing territorial claims. The maritime tensions are expected to be a major focus next week when U.S. President Barack Obama travels to the region for a pair of Asia-Pacific summits. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has fired his top military aide Thursday after he learned about allegations of misconduct against Lieutenant General Ron Lewis. There's no information on what Lewis is accused of doing. A Pentagon official says Carter was surprised when presented with the allegations. Lewis is a three-star general who served three tours of duty as a commander in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's the latest world news from VOA.